Back in business. What's the season?
Season four.
What episode is this?
Trey Four.
Ooh, Trey Four, y'all. Episode 34, man. And I know this is a little different for y'all, the vibe. We want to always
switching it up. Every time.
Every time.
We switch it up.
We have to. I feel like if we don't switch it up, who's going to switch it up?
Nobody.
Back in business going to switch it up, man. So we still here at S&P Work Lab for sure.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you all a different vibe because today we wanted to talk about something different. You know, we want to start giving y'all more vibes of who we are. You know, we got a lot of dope guests. Shout out to Brave A Maker that came on. I want to make sure I get it right.
Shout out
to Lil Riches. I want to make sure I shout out all our guests this time. Yeah. Shout out to, of course, like we really just been rocking. Shout out to us.
Shout out to us, for sure.
We don't shout
us out.
This
episode will be about and amongst other things.
For sure. But
shout out to our knowledge and what we're going to pass on. But yeah.
But podcasting.
Yeah.
I know we had this conversation on the phone all the time. People asking us, like, bro, I want to start a podcast.
Right. How?
How do I start it? Right. When somebody asks you that conversation, bro, and that question, like, how to start a podcast, what do you usually tell them?
I tell them. I got one, first off.
Yep.
Let them know how many seasons. You know what I'm saying? Let them know I'm seasoned in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that seasoned, but I got enough under my belt, too. You know what I'm saying? The lessons I learned, the lessons we've learned.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? The ups and downs and stuff. So
of course.
I just let them know I got one, and then they, you know what I'm saying, seek more knowledge, then I go deeper into it.
Facts.
But I started off with that just to see if they really want the conversation and the knowledge.
Because you probably like, I'm about to say similar for me. We probably hear people every other week, whether it's on social media or in real life, like, hey, bro, I love what y'all doing with the podcast. Or girls like, hey, I like your podcast. Right. I want to come on.
Right.
Or I want to start one. So I think for me, too, just hearing that, like, hey, I love what y'all doing, man. And I'm always that person that's just trying to help people, you know, do it themselves.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
knowledge.
We can do it. You can do it. And give them that knowledge. But they're like, man, y'all should talk about that. So we want to get into it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So first and foremost, what's a podcast? You know, basically a person that's gifted with conversation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can have that. Or imagine like me and him really started this. We knew each other since high school type vibes, and we've been like this, but we'd be on the phone for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour naturally. Yeah. Just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Where we'd be like, bro, this supposed to be on a podcast.
Now, you feel me though? And this was around the time quarantine. Man. So podcasting was starting up. So we just jumped right into the lane.
That's right. We was in this. Like, how they trying to say podcast is dying down. Look, when it was revving up in that pandemic, we had one and we was running, we still running. So shout out to us for still sticking through and can say we got four seasons under our belt. They say we got 30 plus episodes. That means a lot because a lot of people, they say statistically, don't make it past five episodes.
Oh no, we here.
Bruh. So when we
talked about this,
when we talked about this, we had a conversation, bro, and I still remember because you know, I had like two episodes on my podcast already. And I was working with the guys at Bulkley, you know, just doing our thing. But I'm
I forgot I had one too before.
Bro, I'm about to say, like, I had two, and I think you had.
Right,
how many episodes you had?
It was a couple, probably like three or something like that.
Because
I did Explosive, Goonie, and I think that was it.
And how was you doing your episodes? Like, were you shooting them at a studio? Were you booking a space?
I was pulling up, or whatever was comfortable for them.
Yep.
Like, in their environment, you know what I'm saying? So the conversation can be more natural. They in a comfortable environment.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Versus being somewhere, a whole new environment, whole new energy. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying? It's all about comfortability.
That pull up game.
That's the thing about podcasting too, though. If we want to really start the conversation, really get into it, like, about podcasting, like, it's more than conversation.
Yes.
The conversation part important, but the most part that I honor and value is the relationships.
Diamonds already.
Because if you, like, it ain't, you can talk to yourself. You can talk into the microphone all day.
Facts.
You can be like this all day.
Yep.
But to me, like, having relationships, bringing them guests in to show their experience and have really that conversation that people be looking for, like, that's what I honor for real, the relationships.
And he just gave y'all so much on that because I was listening to something too. With podcasting, it's about building relationships.
Yeah.
You gotta think about it. Like,
and you can build it from that.
Right. Yeah. So many relationships people have built just from people coming on their podcast.
Right.
They never saw them before, never did business with them, but they like, hey, you got this going on. They jump on your podcast. It's kind of like we become family. You know what I'm saying? And our situation is different too, because most of the people that's been on our show, we already have a relationship with them.
Right.
So any new relationship that we have has been a blessing to us. It's opened up doors for us. And we got something special planned for all our guests, the Back End Business alum. Now, we ain't going to talk too much about it, but we working on some different things. But I would say the same thing too, bro. For me, just the consistency of it. Yeah. I think with a podcast, like you said, anybody can talk and everybody do this, but we all got good conversation. Like, I know I talk to people all the time. They be like, man, I got my best friend or this person. And every time we be on the phone, we just can talk for hours. And
I'm
making a podcast. Get a microphone. Get a camera. It don't have to be a $300,000 camera. Get you an iPhone and get you something.
What's the little mount with the circle light around?
The ring light.
Yeah, the ring light with the phone mount.
Come on.
So simple.
Bruh.
So simple.
Don't overcomplicate this whole thing about starting a podcast too, because
unless you're blessed with a facility like this,
you're blessed with the S&P effect.
You know what I'm saying? But
facts.
It ain't that. Don't think too hard into it.
That's a fact.
Then there's so many lucrative ways to capitalize off of it.
There you go.
And we going through the motions of that ourselves. So it's like a lot of stuff that's, you know what I'm saying, that can come with it.
Yep.
And you gotta just have good conversation and relationships to me.
Bingo. And he just said it too. Whether you do the independent, more affordable route, I think everybody in goal should be, you know, to be in a production studio, you know, official podcast studio, with great equipment, great quality, and a team. And I want to say the great quality aspect, because when you're doing a podcast, people judging you off the first episode.
Right.
If your episode come out trash or the quality ain't there and you don't look like you put no effort into it, they're not gonna take you serious off the top. Yeah. So you want to invest in definitely a production studio or something, or make that investment, or get some top-notch quality equipment. Because if you don't, just like a record, if your song you recorded in the basement and it ain't top tier compared to you recorded at a professional studio, that could be the deal or no deal in regards to somebody going to actually watch your content.
Facts.
Like that's number one. And then the second part, like you said too, what's your guest going to be? Are you going to have guests? Are you going to be dolo? Like, I know you was doing your situation, had guests. I was doing mine where I came from the dolo approach, where I didn't have guests yet. But now that we can say we've done both, you know,
like, we teamed up. That's the best part about it, too, we teamed up. Man. And it's just all natural, though. That's just the best part about it, having a natural conversation with somebody that you know.
Yep.
And it was already a wave starting off with the podcast.
Facts.
We jumped on it.
Bruh. Like, so. And I told people, I don't even like to call our stuff a podcast, man. Like, we more like a talk show. We more like a media conglomerate, and it's dope to be able to say that, because we got so many different things we about to incorporate in it. You know what I'm saying? Just having great conversation. We can talk like this with no cameras, no mic, but just being able to have another person on it. The title, Back End Business, we learning about your back end story. You know what I'm saying? We learning about how you handle it on the business
side. And trying to get the back end too, though.
Hey, another diamond.
That's the thing. Like, we don't forget the prize. Now we're going to get that money.
Facts.
The back end for sure.
Yep.
It's so cool, though, to do this, though.
And think about ways you can get paid on the back end.
And we just want to get our flowers, too, though.
Come on.
We definitely a media conglomerate, like you said, coming out of Cleveland, though.
Facts.
It's like, it's really nothing. I don't want to just say, like, it's nothing here, though.
Yep.
It's building up, but.
For sure.
Overall, though, the market here is open with everything.
Heck yeah. Especially on the media side.
With the media side, the artists, there's so much talent here.
Yes.
There's good food here, but there's no. You know what I'm saying? No microscope to really zoom in on the city, though.
Who is really helping put the spotlight on the city? Like, shout out to all our other podcasters in the city, too.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like in the city, too, we got a lot of different communities. You know, we got the rap community, the DJ community, the photographer community, the art community. But now we build the podcast community.
But that's why we so raw. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. The podcast go intertwined with all that, because it's media.
Bingo.
You know what I'm saying? So
all the other communities need... Not say need us, but you can't really do nothing without having the podcasters.
Media.
Yeah, right? You're right.
Media. We ain't journalists, but we do journalism.
We medialists. We gonna coin that. We medialists.
Right, medialists. We ain't journalists, but we do journalist stuff.
Facts.
You know what I'm
saying? And we don't look like your average journalist and media. It's like, this ain't that. We're in 2023 where anybody can have a phone, anybody can set up and be a media person or a content creator, however you want to do it, or influencer. Yep. But you need somebody to tell your story, because a lot of dope people, nobody know your story. You just dope and nobody know how you got there. Nobody know what you did. But I love podcasting and things like that, because anybody can truly be a podcaster if you set it up. It can even look like it. But number one thing you gotta do is not be afraid. Come up with the concept of how you gonna do it. Yeah, you
people
be like, I've heard people talk all the time, like, I don't like how my voice sound. I don't like how I look on camera. Like, maybe you switch and you say you don't want your podcast to be on camera. You just say, I only want audio. Because I know he handles all that. Like, tell him the process of, like, making sure that the audio, that all of our files and the whole process of that go.
Man, see, and I just want to point this out, too. Like, this is why it works so good because you control and, you know what I'm saying, monitor the video, the, you know what I'm saying, aspect of it. And I control and monitor the audio.
Teamwork,
you
know what I'm saying?
Teamwork makes the dream work. But as far as the audio go, like, the audio is... It's like dropping a record.
Yep.
Honestly. You know what I'm saying? We got our audio. We put it on every platform.
Independently like distributed, too.
You feel me? Independently, too. Just like how an artist will put their music on Discord or United Masters or something like that. We do the same thing, but different platforms.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's on every pod. Wherever you want to listen to your favorite podcast.
We on there.
We there.
Y'all, and I'm glad he just pointed that out, too, because most people, I know I like to listen to podcasts sometimes, audio, because I be on the go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I'm jugging in the car and, you know, going to different jobs and different concepts and meetings, and I'm like, I want to hear the audio. Mm-hmm. But I think the aspect of, like you said, with me handling the media, the video, we all know, just like with a song, if somebody posts a song compared to a music video, I'm watching the video first.
Watch the video.
So, and the video gives you energy back, and it gives you the idea in the, I want to say, you get the chance to see how we really is. It's nothing like being able to see how a person look and move and matching them up. That's why when I listen to an artist, I'll be like, let me see how you is in real life. Like the whole ghostwriting thing and stuff. I'm like, you wrote this song or somebody wrote this song for you. I relate it more with them.
Right,
not you. You just entertained it.
You just told the story.
Yeah, so I be really into that. Like, when y'all come to Back End Business, everybody that know us know that we like this on and off camera.
Period.
Like, this is what we represent and we do. And him taking care of the audio and me taking care of the media, I'm making sure the YouTube is together. You got to have your YouTube channel together.
Analytics. What'd you say? Analytics?
Analytics is everything.
Give him the game on that and all that
man,
on YouTube,
listen,
though.
I got to.
Use us as an example, but
I'm about to pull
saying?
Up our stats. So, YouTube, y'all got something called YouTube Studio. Everybody should be at their YouTube studio. If y'all haven't subscribed to Back End Business Podcast, you better
subscribe,
do that.
Subscribe, like, comment.
But yeah, it's deep. But all as of right now, we are in the last 28 days. We up 3,900 views, over 47 watch hours. Our shorts is averaging, but our YouTube shorts videos is averaging between 300 to 1,300 views a shorts, which is crazy. And at the same time, people are really engaging. You can look at content on here. Yeah, you can look at your analytics to actually talk about how many views you got in the last 28 days. What's your top content that people are liking?
City, states, countries.
City, state. You name it, man.
Because I know the audio go crazy, too, though.
Bro, we
I don't
doing
get into it.
It.
I told Roscoe I wanted to really pop it on here, though, because we doing some,
yes,
you know
bro.
What I'm saying? But in real time, living in the moment, man, and looking at the numbers and stuff just be crazy. But it be motivation, too, though.
Because right now, our age group, we average in our audience between ages 18 to actually 65. We got 65-year-olds watching us. You know, we got a nice male-female ratio. And the top countries that's watching us is the U.S., Russia, United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada. And that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? We getting looked at in different countries and stuff, and we're just getting started.
Some boys from up the way.
Bruh, for real. Like, facts. So if you got a podcast and you not going heavy on the YouTube and you don't got no video stuff, even posting on social media, you got to get that page going, whether it's on Instagram or something. You got to have a house where people can come. Like, with us, we post, you know, when we do it, we got a whole format of when we going to post. We post every Sunday, 5 o'clock. We going to make sure we post on our social media, link the guest's YouTube video inside, and we going to go ahead and ask you to be a collaborator, because, you know, that's another hidden gem. Ask some people to be a collaborator, especially if you just interviewed them, because you just invested to get your life story told. Mm-hmm. And now, if you don't promote it, nobody knows your story. We were just sitting here talking.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so much stuff. Like we just ain't on social media, just being on social media.
Heck yeah. What would you say for you is some of the different podcasts that you watch or that kind of inspired you as well? Because you definitely got to watch other podcasts to get inspiration.
I'm not
gonna keep
going. Lie. Anybody who know me know I watch everything.
You do be watching
watch
that show.
Drink Champs,
for
Smoke
sure.
Champs, $1 million worth of game.
Facts.
I was just watching Cam Newton.
Oh yeah, his
and
podcast.
T.I.
Yes.
Literally just was watching that episode.
Yes.
I watch everything though.
Bro.
But that's why ours is like, to me, is a mixture. It's like a big hug of all of them.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we get to inspiration from all
you know
of them.
Definitely.
And I would say that for me too. Like, $1 million worth of game. I'm looking at 19 Keys podcast. I'm looking at a lot of, you know, House of Athlete. It's just so many.
House of Athlete.
Yeah, bro. Like, you can't drink champ, whatever. I think I enjoy that more. You know, even looking at the Breakfast Club, which is one of the first of the kind. We got to stock them out because they really did pay the way for this whole video,
Charlamagne
show.
God, actually. He had, his name, the Brilliant Idiots? They
probably
had
so
a, yeah, hit. They, no, yeah, he had a podcast back in 2009.
Hold on, Taxstone.
Taxstone too.
On SoundCloud.
Yeah, he was the first one too.
Yes, he was. So I'm just saying, you got to think about it. That's when I first started really, this back then when I started first hearing about podcasts and like, what is this stuff? And Taxstone was definitely the first person who I ever knew about mentioning podcasts. That was like a decade ago, but just do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
stay consistent. That's the thing about it too. Like, man, stuff happens when, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to do something on the side outside of your real life. Stuff happens, but if you're going to do podcasts, be consistent because people be looking for them conversations.
Diamonds, man.
People look for them conversations. They want to hear your voice. They want to see you sit in that seat.
Facts, man.
You know what I'm saying? So stay consistent.
And you got to know that too, that if you don't stay consistent, people, you got to know that people going to already feel like they knew you wouldn't stay consistent.
Right.
That's why me and him, no matter what, we keep each other motivated and inspired to say, bro, no matter what, because, you know, our goal is 100 episodes right now. That's just goal number one. You know, the next goal is, you know, these are milestones to keep us going. So have some milestones, 100 episodes, then, you know, 500 episodes, then we had 1,000. And then another way that I'm learning too, what we're going to start doing and we want to monetize our podcast is, you know, paying for advertisements, paying for sponsorships. Like, how important would you say is, like, making sure the rundown with, like, if we have a guest come on or somebody that want to be a sponsor on our show? Like, why is that important?
Man, that's important because we going to be building each other up.
Yep.
Like, we building each other brand.
There
we got the, again, we the media. Yep. We going to put the content out. We got the, we the distribution.
Man.
We like it. We basically distribution.
Yep.
For real.
We are distribution.
You right. Basically, you coming with your product.
Yep.
We distributing it out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We just putting it in the audio and video form. You know what I'm saying? To watch the pack scatter like roaches.
Ooh. This the new commercials. We giving you all these new commercials, new music videos. You shoot a music video, you got maybe get 4-5 minutes tops. You come to a podcast or interview, you get 30 minutes to an hour. That's all
content. Yep. Right, all content, all self-promotion, all building your brand, all that. Yeah.
Look.
It's an investment.
Y'all better be listening to
this. Pull up on us.
Listen, and we giving it to y'all raw. I think that's why a lot of people like our show too, because we ain't trying to say we know it all. We just telling y'all a story and it is what it is. Like, but when we start to get bigger and bigger, I want y'all to look back at all these episodes and be like, man, they was already giving game. Like, we was be ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
But it's hard to be at that next level when we in the city like we is. I'm going to just put it like that. We ain't really got that media conglomerate market behind us.
100%.
The
but we that. We going to be that.
Oh, we that.
We
going
to be that. It's just going to take a
95 South show too.
Oh, yeah, 85
South.
Yeah,
95 South.
It's 85
South. 85
South.
My bad, y'all. 85 South show.
85 South. And I just watched the new one. Cameron and Mace got a podcast, TV type
show. Hey, I can't wait for that, bro.
I was just watching the episode, too. It's called It Is What It Is.
And that's you know, funny. The Harlem that's guys. Fine. And I'm glad. See, people get it, man. And that's what I want y'all to do, too.
And the relationship. It's a lot of stuff that I look up to and that I try to keep in my head and remind myself. And I'm going to share it too. I learned this from Master P, though. Product outweighs talent.
Oh, one more time.
Product outweighs talent.
Yes.
When you ain't got no talent or you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That product going to sell.
Ooh.
Product going to always sell. If your talent ain't nothing, if your talent not selling, your product, your merch going to sell.
Ooh.
And one Diamonds. That I live by that I feel like I made, relationships worth more than money.
Facts. And you definitely been saying that.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
Like, because that's what's building our empire right now. Our relationship.
Bruh.
And the relationship we got with others and building with others.
Man, that's powerful, dude. Because we definitely didn't came across just being a genuine people that we are, having people on our shows, we didn't develop some dynamic relationships, man. I'm only pumped up for what we have in store because and making sure they're great because people vouch for us. You can have a relationship with somebody and have a terrible relationship with somebody would never never even speak about, you know, the relationships they had. But when you do good business, and I tweeted this the other day, I feel like in Cleveland, man, we got to do better business. Like, I'm telling you straight up, it's a lot of bad business going on. Just, I've been involved in it in terms of it happening to me. And I just been turned bad with it, sour. And I'm like, man, maybe that's what it is that's going on. It's a lot of bad business behind the scenes going on when we just need to do more good business and really cherish the relationships we have and not burn bridges. Because when you do bad business, you burn people, and then it make you look bad and make the city look bad.
Yeah, don't burn them bridges. Because when you going up, you got everything you passing going up.
Yep. Yep.
You eventually probably going to have to pass it coming back down.
You have to. It's already said and done. Yeah. But dang, I was about to say something too. On the marketing side for your podcast, not only do you have to have your concept of what it's going to be about, but think about it at the same time. How long is your podcast going to be? You know, are you trying to do, some people streaming now. I know the Casanet.
Yeah,
he is going crazy right now. He's streaming on Twitch and everything. Maybe you want to go the stream route. You stay on it all day. Maybe you just want to interview somebody. Maybe you
gotta just
want to talk.
Lane.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I think that's just what it is with everything. Find your lane with whatever it is. Go hard at it.
Yep.
Stay consistent. Link with other people that's like-minded, business-minded. Build each other up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like
find your audience too.
Yeah.
Are you trying to interview rappers? Like we talk about this too. If your podcast say I'm interviewing rappers, focus on rappers. If your podcast say I want to interview business people, focus on that. If you say I want to interview, you know, women or men, I think that's another thing too where we want to get focused. Like back end business is focused on business. Like, rappers can run a business too and everything, but we want people to come on here that's really having a successful business, but that's still, you having it, you getting on the back end, because rappers do get on the back end too, but we just don't want to narrow ourselves down. So we know we get a lot of inquiries and people that want to come on, and we do have a full list of things we got to go through, but with our PR team, we got to make sure it looks right for the show. It's no bad blood, but at the end of the day, you know, we protecting the reputation just like y'all protecting the reputation. So we definitely want to say shout out our supporters and everybody that inquired of coming on. You know, we ain't on nothing bougie or nothing like that, but at the end of the day, we got to get to a certain level before, you know, we look at Gilly and Wallow and them, like, we got to get to a certain level before we can start just saying, hey, everybody come on, because we pay to come on.
I ain't watering down my name. I ain't putting nothing on my jacket, and you ain't about to put no smut on my jacket. I'm going to just be straight up. We ain't about to water
down
our brand, our name, none of that. Ain't nothing about to be on none of that.
We didn't put in too much bread into this. And work too hard, you know, the last 2 years to even, like, get here. So I'm with him on that, you know what I'm saying? It's all love, no bad blood. But, yeah, we building something here. And, you know, maybe we can work on something down the road. But for now, we just want to say thanks to our subscribers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we about to cross 500 followers on Instagram. I think we just crossed 180 subscribers. So we appreciate all wins. Some may be small to somebody, but this is large to us.
This was going on before the crumbs cake up. That's what I had said on the
talk. That's hard.
Before the crumbs cake up, this will go on. You know what I'm saying? We small numbers here and there, but you know what I'm saying? All is going to build up.
Bruh, it's all with due time and y'all, but looking forward to the next episodes we got, y'all. We got some super dope guests, man. Like, we ain't going to just spill the beans on it, but we probably got a couple more episodes left. We usually try to do our seasons in 10 episodes. So if y'all go back and look at seasons 3 and 2 and 1, you'll see that. But, like, once we get done with this season, you know, going into season 5.
We got something special.
Y'all going to see a lot of different things. But for now, man, we just want to say, you know, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you just share this out. Make sure you actually are interacting, because our story views be going crazy. We be seeing a lot of people tapping in, but at the same time, start your podcast. Don't wait. Get it done. Look on YouTube.
Questions, hit the DM.
Yeah, hit us up. We ain't nothing like that. We got some courses and stuff on how to get your stuff going that'll be coming as well, where we can really help y'all. But I don't know if you had anything else you wanted to say before we end out.
No, not really, man. Just
leave with a piece of sauce, man. They just live by.
Relationships worth more than money. At the end of the day.
That's
because between relationships, between the relationships, our hustle,
come on,
and what we got going on with business, you got no choice. The money gonna come. Like, don't chase the money. Build them relationships. Build with what you got going on.
Man.
The money gonna come if you stay consistent.
And I'm gonna say
relationships
this
viable.
And I'm gonna say this for me, because I've been doing these AO things and everything like that. But you know what I'm saying? Envy and stuff like that. Get rid of it. Don't let that be your downfall. You're going to see other podcasters that's doing their thing. You ain't going to think you ain't catching up. You may have some days where you don't shoot a show. It's going to be unmotivating. You're going to fall your stride. Don't let none of that get in your way. Tunnel vision on what it is that you want to do, and say that you have your own goals and block out everything else, and you'll be successful, y'all. So this has been episode 34 on the back end, been a season 4, man. I'm one of your co-hosts, Roscoe No E.
ATM Spook.
And we're going to see y'all on episode 30. This is
tell you.